Hello?
Hello.
See, June, they're
Same time
not
next
talking
week?
and they're not saying anything. What's that?
Same time next week,
No further questions? Okay.
I had one, but I forgot to write it down, so I don't know what it was. It'll come to you. So,
Yeah, in the
Pastor,
middle of
well.
night. Pastor Ross, what? Translation Bible. What version of Bible do you and then Pastor Bill use?
I'm not sure what he uses. I use the NASB, the New American Standard
That's what
Bible,
he uses too.
only because it's one of the more literal translations. So it doesn't read quite as smooth as some of the other ones, but I like it because in the NASB, if there's a word that's added so that you and I can read it, it's in italics. So I know, okay, that word is not in the Greek or the Hebrew. It just, I like that for that reason, and I like the more literal, yeah. But, okay, let me ask you a question. Jesus was talking about disciples. Jesus said to Peter, "Come, follow me." What was Peter doing? He was fishing. He said to James and John, "Come, follow me." What were James and John doing? Fishing. Don't you think that was downright rude? That they left their father. They left everything and followed him. What's up with that? I mean, if you were their father, wouldn't you go, "Hey, excuse me, sons.
Would be in the context.
You are so right." Part of that is I've always, one of those things, and they left everything and followed him. And you're going, "What the heck? What do you mean you were working your trade, you were working with your father, you left, what?" Think we need to understand in that context, in those days when a child, especially boys, got to about age 12, 13, they were pretty much done with school. They could go to, they call it the next level, Beit Midrash, where they would begin to study the Midrash, the oral law, that kind of stuff. But by and large, boys at that age would do their father's trade, and that's what they did. They became stonemasons, tent makers, whatever. Okay? And if you were good and you could get to college level, so to speak, in order to get to college level, you had to have a rabbi. So what you would do is you would go putting resumes out. Well, not really, but you'd go knocking on the local rabbi's door, and then the next town's rabbi's door, and the next town's rabbi, until you could find a rabbi that would take you on as one of his disciples, one of his talmid. So you'd go knocking, looking. And that rabbi might enter, you know, if he knew you, he might ask you some questions to see just how good you were, you know. For instance, he might ask you, "Can you tell me, Steve, where Deuteronomy is mentioned in the book of Amos?" No? No. It's mentioned 17 times, so you just go do a stonemason thing, okay? And so that's what would happen. They would filter them out, sort of weed them out, you know, that you only the best of the best got to be with a rabbi. But you had to go find your rabbi. And now this rabbi comes along. Because you were good. I mean, you had studied. You probably by that time knew much of the Old Testament. You'd studied it. You knew Hebrew back and forth. That may have been your primary language. We don't know in Jesus' day. It was that or Greek or Aramaic. But you knew much of the Pentateuch, maybe by heart. But you didn't quite got it. And this rabbi comes to you and says, "Hey, come follow me." What has he just said to you? You're chosen. What's that? I'm the rabbi. I believe you've got what it takes. Really, Rabbi? You think I... Yes. Probably. Because their son, instead of having, and we don't know, I mean, this is conjecture, but it lines up with Jewish culture, history, that it's possible that Peter, James, and John had gone to try to find a rabbi and gotten turned down. And along comes another rabbi and says, you come follow me. And in so doing, he has said to Peter, James, and John and the others, I believe you have what it takes to become just like me.
So Jesus was recognized as a rabbi.
Just what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
He would have had standing.
Yes. And even later on, the Pharisees asked him, who gave you this authority? And Jesus said, I'll ask you a question. You answer me, I'll answer you. Was John's baptism from heaven or from men? And, well, if we say from heaven, he's going to say, why didn't you believe him? If we say from men, then while the people think he was a prophet, they'll stone us. Ah, we don't know. Well, then I'm not answering you either. I love it. Okay? But when you get that little glimpse, I think, into Jewish culture and what it meant for a rabbi to say, you, come follow me. And what did he say to Peter? What was Peter doing?
Fishing.
He was fishing. And what does Jesus say to him?
Follow me.
Follow me and I will what? Make you?
Fishes of men.
Holy moly.
They understood exactly what he was saying.
Yeah, because he just said, throw your net on you. Follow me and make you fish. That's true. That's true. And that they had to come to understand. And I would submit to you, they didn't fully understand that until the day of Pentecost. Because even before 10 days prior on his ascension, you know, if you know your loved one is going to die, do you chit-chat?
No.
I want you to know I love you. I've always wondered this. Can you tell me this about Grandpa before you go? Or... you want to know, you kind of boil it all down, right? You only talk about the important stuff. What did the disciples ask him in Acts 1? Is now the time that you're going to restore the kingdom? No. It's not for you to know times or epochs, which the Father has fixed by his own authority. You will receive power. And you will be my witnesses. And sometimes, witnesses to what? Witnesses of what? You'll be my witnesses. And so, I don't think it was actually until the day of Pentecost that they fully grasp. Wow. Because even after his resurrection in Luke 24:44-45, and he began to explain to them from the law of Moses, the Psalms, and the prophets, all the things in the scriptures concerning himself. So they still didn't really get it. But that, I think, is a good lesson for us when we're talking to someone who doesn't have the Holy Spirit, who's not a believer. Why would we expect them to get it? That's asking the impossible. Because Ephesians says, don't you know you were dead in your trespasses and sins? Well, dead people can't hear. Dead people can't make. Dead people don't do anything. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit to bring, to regenerate. So, anyway, but when we hear that Jewish culture, and I think, when you hear and understand that Jesus chose them. And he said that in John 15 or 16. Remember, you didn't choose me. I chose you. Ah, so remember that. When you have one of those days where you're wondering, or the doubts keep you up in the middle of the night, remember, you didn't choose him. He chose you. He chose you. Yes, it is. That's good news. Okay. Any other quick questions? Well, quick. That's kind of a misnomer, but. Jim is still working on his, I'm assuming.
Mine takes more time.
I tell you what. As long as I get as long to answer as you get to ask.
You'll need more.
Mine's a multiple part.
Are you going to ask it in multiple parts or all at the same time?
I'll provide it to you before it's asked so that you will understand.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. Anyway, let's close in prayer. And again, if you're interested, next week, Thursday, if you can't find it, send me an email and I will forward you the link if you're interested in listening to Ravi Zacharias. If you've never heard Ravi, he will make you think. Have you heard him, Ken? He's really good. He uses big $12 words. Because the ontological and the epistemological and the existential. Was he really?
Yeah.
He's good. So, anyway, let's close in prayer and then we can go if we need to. Father, we thank you again for this time that we could spend together. We thank you for your mercies. Father, I thank you for your word. Father, I pray that you would just continue to show us the richness, the depths of your word, that it is a well that will never run dry, that you will continue to teach us through all eternity. Father, I thank you that we could gather here tonight in freedom. Lord, would you go with us and bring us again next week? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.